This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello, and welcome to today's ILTA podcast recording on what are firms doing for retraining or upskilling to accelerate digital transformation? I'm your moderator, Amy Monahan, Senior Practice Innovations Manager at Perkins Coie, and I'm excited to be joined today by Conan Hines, Senior Legal Technology Advisor at Clifford Chance US. Welcome to you, Conan.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for being here. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Clifford Chance?
Sure. Yeah, I consider myself a legal technologist, former lawyer who now advises Clifford Chance lawyers and our clients on adopting tech for improved matter delivery. That transition kind of took place with kind of fell into the e-discovery world early on as an attorney and thought that was a space I could make a more profound impact. So kind of cut my teeth within that space for a few years. Then over the last 9 years, been between a national and now an international law firm focused on legal innovation and legal tech.
So I imagine, you know, particularly over the past decade, you have been able to see, you know, the various impacts that digital transformation have had on the industry and in particular roles in firms. So can you tell us a little bit about what you've experienced and what you have either, you know, participated in or at least, you know, from your perspective have witnessed the impact of digital transformation having on traditional law firm roles?
So I'd like to answer that by starting with kind of the mission statement that I work with is we have to change the way of working without stopping working, because it's going to be very difficult to convince lawyers who are tied to the billable hour when you come in at ground zero and instill any kind of confidence. So the new roles are those with some sort of baseline understanding in legal practice, whether they're a former lawyer or they've come into it from another space, you kind of need to be well-versed in multiple disciplines. I think a few years ago, we saw a lot more about billable hours and the constraints among them, but I think a lot of people that are the loudest on those, we probably don't make up the cohort that has the most influence over that. So we put that aside and say, okay, what's the confines we're working within? And you need people with kind of high self-esteem and are willing to learn between, you know, what each and what various practice groups do. So it's not just learning one. I mean, as much as there's standardization across, there's certainly bespoke aspects to all of them. So you have to come in and you have to be able to sell and consult in a meaningful, kind of straightforward, to the point way and show that there's a high probability of success.
Yeah. So when you and I were chatting in preparation for this podcast, you brought up that when you're working with attorneys, you've got to be able to show the benefit to the firm, right? For anything new, digital transformation, you know, even a minor change, anything along the change spectrum, but also benefit to each individual professional within the firm. So can you talk a little bit about how your role is serving as that dot connector for your firm?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a big one. I think the innovation programs and the tech investment is certainly coming at the collective benefit of the firm. And so that's a great start. We're seeing more and more of that. There's more pressure from competitors, from clients, and just the legal tech market having exploded and the offerings out there are a lot. There's a lot more to offer than just 5 years ago. So now we have those capabilities in. They're hiring people like myself and also you, Amy. I know you're in that position. There's more and more, I think, of our types of roles coming into the space. But ultimately, we have to be that salesperson. I have consultants tell me they come from, you know, maybe Big Four or the like, and they were maybe the highest paid person in the room of people that they were influencing. You know, maybe it wasn't so much influenced, they were being paid for by these people's bosses. And then so basically it was kind of clear, this project is going to happen. You're going to change the way we're doing things in line with this project. We come to a law firm, especially big law, that is not the dynamic at all. So you have people saying we need to use technology, but it doesn't really have a place in the routine that I've seen of how legal teams work. So we have to sell to the personal benefits. As much as people love their firms, it really is a place where people are trying to grow their careers. So what better way as a junior lawyer or mid-level lawyer to add value than to know about these other capabilities that the firm has to offer to enhance the client experience? And I was telling somebody the other day in a training we had that, you know, it's going to take several years before you're one of the great legal minds among legal minds working on these matters. But you can offer a lot of value early on in your career by being able to show how much better the work can be done, how much of that value we can pass on to the client and differentiate themselves, and also for the lawyer themselves to probably get rid of some of the grunt work they're doing by adopting new technologies or bringing other resources like LPMs onto the team. But Amy, I'm also interested into how you've seen the roles change and you know how you're trying to create that change with the lawyer community at Perkins.
Yeah. So you brought up a really good point about, you know, being a salesperson, and that resonates with me. I think that a lot of people probably don't look at our types of roles as being, you know, salespeople, but a lot of times it does involve, you know, sales techniques, marketing techniques, change management techniques, education. You know, it's a broad range of skills that we bring to the table. And, you know, I don't have any formal training in any of those things. It's just things that I've had to pick up along the way in order to be, you know, as successful as I can be to get people to adopt and adapt to the changing needs of our clients. You know, what's interesting, what sparked the idea for this session was actually an article that Mark Cohen published last year in Forbes. And it was about, I'm going to butcher this quote, it's a really good quote for him, but the gist of it is that the nature of legal work is shrinking, but the demand for legal service delivery is growing. And so, you know, his thesis was that law firms and legal organizations need to adopt digital transformation methodologies in order to meet the changing needs of our clients, because the needs of our clients have expanded. It's not just, you know, routine legal advice or, you know, litigation or pre-litigation counseling. It's the entire ecosystem. So it's how we deliver our services, but it's also the ancillary needs of our clients, ancillary to legal. So we have to look beyond just the legal department. We have to look at the entire business organization that we're serving to see what their needs are. And our lawyers don't necessarily have the skills to meet those needs. So a lot of things that I work with is, you know, helping find those opportunities for legal service delivery. But inevitably in that process, we uncover deficits within the firm. And so, you know, I'm flagging those deficits, finding what resources we can to fill those deficits, finding ways that we can create these, you know, new business models in order to provide, you know, the best legal service delivery to our clients. And it's a process, right? So we're on a very, very long spectrum of change. And I feel like in legal, we're on the path, which is a great thing, but we've got a road ahead of us. And, you know, kind of back to your question, I think that there's no one magic, you know, silver bullet that's going to work, that you have to have all kinds of tools in your toolkit. Some days you have to be a salesperson. Some days you have to be a marketer. Some days you have to be a legal technology trainer. Some days you have to be a consultant, you know, alongside your lawyers with the client and taking opportunities and trying to uncover business needs. But along the way, you know, you're teaching I'm teaching the people that I'm working with that these are the types of skills and aptitudes that are going to be needed just by way of working with them side by side. And so I think another aspect that leads to successful digital transformation and, you know, installing successful professionals to lead digital transformation is being able to form symbiotic relationships with the people that you're working really closely within firms.
Yeah. Wow. Couldn't agree more with that, Amy, and the wearing many hats. I would say when you get into this space, I think you're saying, and I can speak for myself, that there's no handbook. You know, starting to see kind of the next crop, and I'm hopefully able to offer something. Like you said, we kind of, you know, cobbled together these different skills or skills light that we might accumulate through webinars and readings and just trying to gather as much as we can to understand what this new role demands and should be. And now we're seeing, okay, maybe we can offer some of that. But I tell them, you know, there was nothing there. There wasn't a whole lot of mentorship. There wasn't a whole lot of documentation. It was just trying to put it together. There are a few people out there. I remember when I was just starting to come into it, and there were a couple, you know, blogs out there, like, you know, Ron Freeman was one of the first mm-hmm. early ones and some others. And now today there's a lot more out there. I mean, ILTA was not nearly what it was back in that day. So it's great that it's made this traction, but we still have a long way to really say, you know, what is the job description? What are the right roles, and at what scale do we create new roles versus embedding new types of principles within the legal teams? Because I think that's a big dilemma that we face is you can hire more legal technologists and project managers and all this, but is that really a good business strategy? Or is it that the lawyers of the future need to take on some of this specializations as well at some level, right? So you can scale the people you bring in and not dilute a workforce or not really overhaul the workforce either.
That's a really good point. You know, when you're talking about the early days, there were only really a few resources out there. It seems like now, though, I mean, I can't keep up, you know, and this is my area of focus. And so I don't know if you've experienced this, but for me, you know, I'm working with an attorney and legal professional population primarily that are very interested in, you know, adopting digital transformation. They see the opportunities for, you know, building legal products to serve their clients better, coming up with, you know, something other than a billable hour arrangement in order to meet their client needs. And that's great. But the flip side of that is that they're also out there getting bombarded by all of this new information and resources about, you know, all of the different tools out there, you know, some sort of external pressures, all of the discussion about the Big Four and the rise of ALSPs, and, you know, everyone's coming for us, right? And so I do feel like big component of my role now is to not only stay on top of these things, but be prepared so that when people come to me and ask, well, what are we doing about this, that I can have an engaging conversation with them. But then, you know, the other end of that spectrum is folks who have no idea what's going on because they're kind of locked in their, you know, little office bubble, and they haven't looked out at the world around them. They don't understand that this need is coming. And so sort of the ability to flex and meet everyone along the spectrum is, I don't know. What's your experience with that?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's certain lawyers that I've met along the way, and they get it, and they're interested in those who you have to start with. And I think that's proved very successful in my career, but how do we scale that? How do we tell that story and land that story? Because I did something, an associate in the capital markets group, and it was a really nice combination of skills and thinking, and the lawyer bringing me on kind of as an equal to think of the right solution, really to free her time up, to, you know, free the client's time up, as well as the other side, the counsel on the other side. And you know, I thought we did a pretty good job promoting it, and we roadshowed it a bit, and it's still tough. You know, I still don't, because all I'm looking for is a phone call, right? Someone to think this matter's coming up, can see there's complexities. There's probably maybe some precedent that last time didn't go so well because of all this extra stuff. And I know sometimes you can point the finger who's to blame at those stuff, but I think as a law firm, you can really only point the finger at yourself. And are you asking the right questions early on? Are you bringing in the right people early on? Take all the tech you have aside and all the other capabilities, the lawyer or the legal team bringing you in and that those matters that really demand it, are they bringing you in in the first instance? Because really that's the only thing that matters, I think, at this point. It's the only way you're going to be able to scale and make real impact.
So we have time for one last question. And I wanted to ask you, can you provide an example of where you have seen success in, you know, back to the spirit of the topic, in upskilling or reskilling, you know, what was a traditional legal role into this new digital transformation world?
Depends on how we define success, but I've seen a couple where I think on, again, individual levels, they've probably helped. I've seen some LPM light programs. I think that's great. I think that's essential, maybe the number one essential in this kind of area that you and I live in, Amy. You know, we have like an online tech academy, which I think is good for kind of defining terms of art within tech and everything. But I don't think it's really done anything to get people to use tech more, but it's probably more just to understand conceptually what it is. We did something interesting a couple of years ago too, like a financial and commercial discipline kind of seminar and interactive workshop with different practice groups. And I thought that was an amazing program that I didn't lead, but I was a part of. But again, what was the actions beyond that? How was that brought in? I think, again, there's probably some people personally that used it within their own day-to-day work, but I haven't seen like a transformation within it yet. I think the big one, the last one I'll mention is just something we did, and I've seen some other firms do it. We call it the Innovation Academy, where we bring in the summer associates who are going to become the first year associates, train them on legal design, UX, UI, how to build chatbots. And we worked actually with real pro bono clients on real problems within. And I think it's a grassroots thing. So I know we want to make change today, but I think a big focus has to be on the new generation of lawyers, because I think they're not jaded yet. And I think they're interested in technology and not working maybe tons of hours. Although I don't think legal tech is going to save our quality of life, but that's for another podcast, Amy.
Oh, indeed. Great topic idea. Appreciate it. I'll wrap with saying that that's been similar to my experience as well. It's very much a grassroots effort. It's not just tech. It's not just design. It's everything. You know, you kind of have to approach it from all angles. And, you know, for me, where I've seen it be successful and the tactics that I've seen be successful, they all come back to, you know, what's going to move the needle for the firm and what do clients need? So if we can always link it back to a client need and a benefit to the firm, back to your early point, then people are going to grasp onto it. But it's going to take time. We're in the very, very early days of this legal digital transformation.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Well, thank you very much, Conan. I really appreciate your time today. And thank you to our listeners.
Likewise, Amy. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.